So today we're looking at something maybe a bit unexpected for the tech world, the Socratic method.
Right. Sounds ancient, but surprisingly relevant.
Totally. And that famous clip from the movie The Paper Chase.
The study of law is something new and unfamiliar to most of you, unlike any schooling you've ever been through before. We use the Socratic method here. I call on you, ask you a question, and you answer it. Why don't I just give you a lecture? Because through my questions, you learn to teach yourselves. Through this method of questioning, answering, we seek to develop in you the ability to analyze that vast complex of facts that constitute the relationships of members within a given society. Questioning and answering. At times, you may feel that you have found the correct answer. I assure you that this is a total delusion on your part. You will never find the correct, absolute, and final answer. In my classroom, there is always another question to follow your answer. Yes, you're on a treadmill. My little questions spin the tumblers of your mind. You're on an operating table. My little questions are the fingers probing your brain. We do brain surgery here. You teach yourselves the law, but I train your mind. You come in here with a skull full of mush, and you leave thinking like a lawyer.
Our mission, based on what you sent, is to figure out why this old Greek questioning thing actually works for learning modern tech skills.
Yeah, how does it help you get beyond just surface knowledge? How does it build that critical thinking so you're not just, you know, drowning in information?
Exactly. Avoiding that overwhelmed feeling. So first things first, what is the Socratic method, really?
Okay, so fundamentally, it's about learning through conversation. A specific kind, though.
Not just chatting.
No, no. It's more of a structured dialogue. Think questions and answers back and forth. One of the sources called it a cooperative argumentative dialogue, which sounds formal, but the cooperative part is key.
Argumentative, but working together.
Precisely. It's not about winning an argument. It's about exploring ideas together. The core idea, going way back, is that you discover truths for yourself through this questioning process. You're not just being fed the answers.
Like you're activating your own brain to find the solution.
You got it. It's like building your own internal logic checker, constantly asking, wait, does that actually make sense? Rather than just, say, memorizing code snippets.
That paper chase scene really nails that, doesn't it? The professor, Kingsfield.
Oh, yeah.
He's not lecturing. He's just firing questions, constantly pushing the students to articulate the legal reasoning themselves.
And he even says something like, his questions will help them learn to teach yourselves. That's the essence. Self-discovery through guided questioning.
Okay, so that's the what. Now, the big question. Why is this so useful for learning tech skills specifically? Because tech feels very different from, you know, ancient philosophy or law.
It does on the surface. But think about the nature of tech work. It's rarely just simple recall, right?
Right. You can't just memorize your way through building a complex system or fixing a weird bug.
Exactly. Real-world tech problems are messy. They're often poorly defined, maybe you have incomplete information, and you need to apply abstract concepts in totally new ways. Rote learning just doesn't cut it when you face something unexpected.
So if I just learned a specific command but don't know why it works or when to use it versus something else, I'm stuck when things change.
Pretty much. So how does the Socratic method help? It forces you to internalize the underlying principles. That coaching source gave some good examples.
Yeah, tell me about those.
Okay, so instead of just saying, here's how you write this API call, a Socratic coach might ask, what's the actual user problem this feature is trying to solve?
Ah, starting with the why.
Or, okay, you chose this data structure. Why is that the most efficient choice here? What are the trade-offs? Or even, how does this code handle potential security vulnerabilities?
So it pushes you beyond just the how to the why this way and what are the implications?
Exactly. It gets you thinking about the rationale, the context, the efficiency, the security. All those deeper layers, you're not just implementing, you're reasoning about the implementation.
Which sounds like exactly what our listener was after getting that thorough understanding, not just the surface commands. It feels like this would naturally build critical thinking too.
Oh, absolutely. That's one of the biggest payoffs. This constant questioning cultivates what educators call metacognition.
Metacognition, thinking about thinking.
Yeah, basically, thinking about your own thought process. When you're constantly asked to explain why you think something or how you arrived at an answer, you become way more aware of your own logic, your assumptions, your potential biases.
And holding a mirror up to your own reasoning.
Sort of, yeah. Or like having that little supervisor in your head asking, are you sure about that? Did you consider this other angle? It's crucial in tech.
How so? Like for debugging?
Definitely debugging. You have to systematically question your own assumptions about how the code should work to find where it's actually going wrong.
Mm.
But also for things like optimizing systems or even prompt engineering for AI these days.
Ah, interesting. Prompt engineering. Yeah, you need to think about how you're asking the question.
Right. You need to analyze why one prompt works better than another. It's all about critically examining your approach.
So it's training your brain for the long haul, not just for the immediate task that the professor in the film, he had those great lines about questions spinning the tumblers of your mind or being like fingers probing your brain.
Yeah, powerful imagery. It really captures that idea of training the way you think, not just filling your head with facts.
And that connects back to feeling less overwhelmed, doesn't it? If you understand things more deeply, new complex stuff maybe feels a bit less scary.
It builds confidence. And the interesting thing is, this isn't just, you know, a nice idea. There's actual research backing this up.
Oh, really? Like studies on this?
Yeah, quite a bit.
Yeah.
Research on inquiry-based learning, dialogic teaching. These are rooted in Socratic principles. Someone like John Hattie, who's done massive analyses of what works in education.
I think I've heard that name.
Yeah, his work shows that things like teacher clarity, which involves explaining the why classroom discussion and promoting metacognitive strategies, have a really high impact on learning.
All things the Socratic method encourages.
Exactly. And other researchers, like Chin and Osborne, found that using questions in a dialogue format really boosts scientific reasoning and keeps students more engaged.
So that classroom discussion point isn't just about talking, it's about that structured questioning.
Right. It's about actively grappling with the material through dialogue, challenging assumptions, exploring different perspectives, really building the understanding together.
And the coaching source mentioned links to problem-based learning in STEM, too.
It did. That whole family of approaches, problem-based learning, inquiry-based learning, they share that Socratic DNA.
Mm-hmm.
And studies show they lead to better problem-solving skills, you remember things longer, and honestly, learners seem more satisfied, too.
That's good to know. It's not just theory. It actually helps people learn technical skills better.
Definitely. And it's not just for learning, either. Think about innovation in tech.
How does it connect there?
Well, look at some Steve Jobs, for instance. He was famous for his relentless questioning.
Right, grilling his teams.
Yeah, but it wasn't just being tough. It seems like it was a deliberate method to force people to justify their ideas, to really examine the core assumptions. Why are we doing it this way? Is there a better way?
Pushing for fundamental understanding.
Exactly. And the sources mentioned Elon Musk's first principles thinking, too.
Yeah. Break everything down to basics.
It's essentially a modern take on Socratic reasoning, isn't it?
Right.
Don't just accept how things are done. Ask. What are the absolute fundamental truths here? And build up from there. It shows this isn't just for students. It's a tool for real-world innovation.
Okay, so it helps you learn deeply, think critically, and even innovate. What else? The sources mentioned something about empowerment.
Yes, and this is really important. Because the Socratic method positions the learner as an active participant, a co-creator of knowledge.
Not just a passive receiver.
Right. It inherently gives you more agency. This can be especially powerful for learners from diverse backgrounds, maybe people who haven't traditionally felt included in tech spaces.
How so?
Well, that coaching source drew a line to Paulo Freire's work, Pedagogy of the Oppressed. Freire argued that genuine dialogue, where everyone's voice and reasoning matters, is inherently liberating. It builds confidence.
So by engaging in this questioning process, you're not just learning the material, you're also building your confidence and sense that you can master this complex stuff.
Exactly. It fosters that sense of agency, which is crucial for sticking with challenging technical learning.
Okay, this is all making a lot of sense, but then there's that bit from the paper chase that feels counterintuitive.
The never find the correct absolute and final answer line.
Yeah. That sounds weird, especially in tech where you kind of want the right answer, like, does this code work or not?
It does sound odd at first, but I think the value isn't necessarily in finding one fixed final answer that will last forever.
So what is the value then?
It's in the process. It's about developing the skill of questioning, analyzing, refining your understanding constantly. The goal isn't a static endpoint of knowing everything. It's building the capacity for lifelong learning and critical analysis.
Because tech changes so fast.
Precisely. What's the correct way today might be obsolete next year, or even next month sometimes. So having the ability to question, adapt, learn, and reevaluate your understanding is actually more valuable than just memorizing today's right answer.
Okay, that reframes it completely. It's not about the destination, it's about being equipped for the journey. The ongoing journey of figuring things out in a changing landscape.
You got it. That's the deeper power of it.
All right, so let's try and wrap this up. Bringing it all together from these sources.
Okay.
The Socratic method, despite its age, seems incredibly relevant for learning tech. It's not just about Q&A. It's a way to really drive critical thinking.
Asking why, asking how, constantly. It pushes you towards self-discovery, making you internalize complex ideas, not just skim the surface.
And that builds the adaptability you absolutely need in tech today. You learn how to learn, essentially.
Which makes you more resilient, less likely to be thrown off by the next big thing.
So by embracing this questioning approach, this dialogue, you really can get that deeper, more solid understanding of tech.
Which leads us to a final thought, maybe a challenge for you listening.
Yeah.
How could you start, maybe even in small ways, applying this kind of questioning to your own learning? When you encounter a new piece of tech, a new tool, a new concept.
Instead of just learning the steps.
Ask why. Why does it work this way? How does it compare to other approaches? What problems does it solve? And maybe, what problems does it create?
What new insights might pop up if you just keep probing with those why and how questions? Something to think about.